Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we try to answer your queries, your issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. And the answers are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today we have the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, Professor, in the previous episode we talked about it's important for parents to be directing their children towards the Islamic art. Although art could be manifested in various forms, but if it is channelized in the Islamic direction, it could give much better results and actually manifest a lot of things. How important it is to teach Arabic language to our children?
Arabic is the language of the Quran. It is the language of the Sunnah. So if we want our children to grow up as believing Muslims, good Muslims, practicing Muslims, we need them to be able to interact with the Quran personally on their own without the need for translating the Arabic. Of course, we must realize that according to the opinion of some scholars, it's not even possible to make a translation of the Arabic Quran. Or as a matter of fact, no language can be completely transferred and translated into another language. It's very difficult. And when it comes to the Quran, we need to be able to establish a relationship directly. Our children should be able to understand what the Quran says directly without the need for even translating. So the Arabic, especially the Arabic of the Holy Quran, has to be learned by the Muslims, especially from a very early childhood stage. I mean, children can learn many languages at a very tender age.
Right.
A couple of languages is not a difficult issue. Unfortunately, nowadays, when it comes to the Arabic of the Quran, especially, we just want to be happy with the fact in many households that our child is able to, you know, recite a few surahs, and they bring in a special tutor to teach the Quran, and then he finishes off the Quran by completing it, and then there's a ceremony or there's a festival to show that, look, our child has completed the Quran. And thereafter, he does not even refer to the Quran. He doesn't touch the Quran.
Right.
Because the way that is employed is sometimes very, in a way, repulsive. It takes the child becomes, you know, turned off from the Quran instead of getting involved in it and involved with it. So we need to teach our children Arabic, especially the Arabic of the Quran. And it shouldn't be just being able to recite it. It should be for the sake of recitation and understanding. Recitation,
right,
as the leader of the revolution says and emphasizes on the fact that we should be able to reach out to the hidden meanings of the Quran. But
exactly,
it is through learning the apparent words and getting into establishing a contact with them and in a relationship with them. So through the apparent words and the meanings, we can go to the hidden meanings.
Right.
It's not, you cannot, you know, take a leap and go directly into the
deep
tafsir
meaning
without going through the proper way.
Right.
So there's a great emphasis on the recitation of the Quran, even if we don't understand it.
Right.
Sometimes some people say, oh, if we don't understand the Quran, what's the use of reciting the Quran? No, even looking at the words of the Quran as...
is a kind of worship.
Has virtue, it has rewards.
Right.
But then again, it shouldn't stop there. It has a virtue, but the more you establish a relationship with the Quran, the more you get rewarded.
Right.
So you need to go to higher levels, and this is the proper way to do it. So it should start with the Arabic learning of the Quran, learning the Arabic of the Quran, and then understanding its meanings, and then they go after the tafsir and the ta'wil. And the children should be very much, you know, they should feel excited, and they should feel joy in that interaction with the Quran. So it becomes a very beautiful thing. I mean, we have issues pertaining to the recitation of the Quran. If we don't need to teach our children the rules and the grammar. We can even teach them to learn the Arabic at a very tender age without even learning the grammar of the Quran.
Right.
Of the Arabic language.
Right.
The natural way, how do we study, how do we learn the mother tongues?
Right. Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Tell us, sir. Stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Professor Salman Akhavi is helping us understand in a world where there's a competition of learning different languages to be multilingual. It's a trend. How important it is for teens to learn Arabic?
Yes, being a multilingual has its virtues, and it is very important. Every language opens up a new
chapter
of knowledge for us. But the source of all knowledge, the source of divine knowledge and wisdom, is the Holy Quran. So one of those languages after the mother tongue should be Arabic for a Muslim believer. If we want to teach our children, as I said, it can become very easy if the children, our children, are exposed to the recitation of the Quran from a very early age. Even in the womb of the mother, they can listen to the Quran recitation and they can pick up things.
Right.
So we need to, you know, give them an exposure, and it is in a natural way they can learn to recite the Quran properly. So we need to emphasize upon the importance of the Arabic language when it comes to the learning of the Quran. And moreover, when we talk about the global Islamic Ummah, the common language of the Ummah should be Arabic. When we talk about the human race, when we talk about the Ummah, the Islamic Ummah, so the language which brings them together is Arabic. So if our children are taught Arabic, they can, you know, tomorrow we can interact together with our Muslim brothers all over the world. And that should be the case in the future with the advent of Imam Mahdi. We have a common cause and we have a common language.
Right.
So we need to, and we have the common book, the Quran. So we need to interact with each other. Our children should be taught the Arabic and the Arabic of the Quran and the Arabic, the spoken Arabic also, so that they can interact with all the Muslims of the world in the future for the building of the future that we all aspire for.
Right. I remember the times when I was in Hausa and I was studying this difficult subject of Sarf, and it was difficult because it needed more effort, and it was not a subject like you just go through and that's it. Like my sister-in-law used to say, I have a huge notes of Sarf enough to learn the Arabic properly. And then after doing that, I was able to translate the verses of Quran on my own, and that was really a help. And not just, it did not stop at translating, it would help us in the I remember I was on the Arbain trip and we were stuck somewhere, like we lost our group, and then we went on a car, and then when we were trying to tell that person stop, just to tell that driver stop, we used all the words of Arabic we had learned to just to convey that, please stop, it's our stop. So yes, it could help us in even trips and even Quran learning and many more things. We'll learn more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, the best among you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Al-Kawi, and Professor is helping us with the things, what things could be done to make our children more Islamic. And we have discussed so far a lot of things, like we can direct them towards the Islamic art, architecture, calligraphy. We can actually encourage them to be active in community service, to be generous, to be helping the needy. And now Professor is helping us to understand how important it is for them to learn Arabic to be more Islamic.
Yes, so we were talking about learning the Arabic language. Unfortunately, as you were mentioning that you, when you were learning the Arabic language at the Hawza and the Islamic seminaries, as they are called, unfortunately, the methodology which is employed and used to teach the Arabic language or the Arabic, even the Quran,
That's what makes it difficult.
It's an outdated methodology.
Right.
It's called grammar translation. We teach the grammar and then we want our children to translate.
Right.
This is an outdated way of teaching any language.
Right.
Nowadays, we have the direct method, which teaches the four, in any language, you have four skills.
Listening,
speaking, reading, writing. These four skills are not taught in the grammar translation method.
Right.
The focus in grammar translation, the grammar translation method is basically on one skill, and that is reading.
Right.
And to some extent, reading and speaking, but not speaking with understanding. It's just the pronunciation of the Arabic.
Right.
So it's not speaking, because when you speak after understanding. When you listen to what is being said and you
interpret it.
You want to understand what is being said. So listening for the sake of understanding, but speaking. First, you understand what you want to say, then you say it. Reading, you read to understand. Writing, you understand and then you write.
Right.
So this is the natural way. Unfortunately, these four skills are not taught in the traditional manner. You're not learning the language, you are learning about the language.
Exactly.
So that becomes difficult and that becomes, as you said, dry. It becomes, puts you off and you don't enjoy that learning. It has its positive aspects also.
It has its positive points also.
They cannot be ignored. But still, the direct method is more effective in teaching a language, especially the Arabic language. And as I said, the direct method can be employed from a very tender age.
It's very nice that you made it very clear over here, because I just heard one of the parents scolding his teenager who was learning the same way method in the house and learning Arabic that way. And the father was like, I thought like you would be speaking Arabic like a nightingale, and now you are not able to utter anything except the basic translations. So you're saying if parents have to keep a check and monitor if the children are learning Arabic language, which kind of methodology is being used. If it's outdated, they got to be expecting only that much outcome. And if it's a direct method, like you said, then they should be expecting that way. Thank you so much for being with us and giving those important tips about the very basic language learning, that is the importance of learning Arabic in the children. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.